Hello from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Delaney. Thanks for checking in with us. And here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The captain, who was held hostage by pirates, is safe. U.S. Navy snipers shot and killed three pirates yesterday who had been holding Captain Richard Phillips in a lifeboat off the coast of Somalia since Wednesday. A military official says one pirate had an AK-47 pointed at Phillips' back. A fourth pirate surrendered. Others in the area promised to retaliate. Thousands of protesters clashed with combat troops in Bangkok today. Thailand is in a state of emergency. Demonstrators say they are prepared for a final stand outside the Prime Minister's office. They believe Thailand's recent elections were rigged. Thailand's military chief is vowing to restore order. Reports say the White House is putting new pressure on General Motors to gear up for bankruptcy. The New York Times says Obama officials are ordering GM to get its bankruptcy filing ready to go by June 1st if it can't reach cost-saving agreements with bondholders and the United Auto Workers. GM still insists that it can restructure its operations without the need to file for bankruptcy protection. Police in Chicago had to clear protesters out of a courthouse yesterday after a crowd got angry after a detective charged in a deadly car crash was ordered released on $500,000 bail. Family and friends of the two people killed in the crash were upset after the hearing. The detective was released yesterday after posting $50,000. He's charged with two counts each of reckless homicide and aggravated DUI, plus one count of leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Prosecutors say his blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit at the time of the accident. President Obama and the First Family are hosting a 131-year-old tradition, the Easter Egg Roll. This year's theme is Let's Go Play to encourage kids to be healthy and active. For the first time, tickets were sold online, so folks from all over the country could go. Until 5 p.m., there are bands, cooking, storytelling, and more. We'll be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from all around the world. And, of course, we will have updates right here throughout the day.